Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 21st day of February, 2021st already. Wow. 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. And I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and got snow coming. Did I ever mention to you guys I hate winter? I may have. See what we're going to jump into here. Supreme Court says states can't impose excessive fines. Oh, boy, this is going to be a cluster. We'll see. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Supreme Court, this is the Supreme Court for the corporate aristocracy. Don't confuse it with the Supreme Court that was originally put in place in the original Constitution to advise the government not to fuck with our rights. Says states can't impose excessive fines. This is from CNBC. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. Supreme Court delivered, that's the U.S. Supreme, the United States Corporation Supreme Court delivered a win Wednesday to a former heroin addict who argued that Indiana's seizure of his $42,000 Land Rover amounted to an excessive fine for a drug conviction. In a unanimous holding, the justices for the first time incorporated, I think things are starting to move. I think the shit's starting to fucking roll downhill, people. For the first time incorporated the Eighth Amendment, which would be our eighth article, and we know what it is, protection against excessive fines to the states. Well, it's already it's incorporated. They incorporated the Eighth Amendment to the states. Well, what about that 10th article? That 10th article makes that goddamn, when the states became states, or when they, the original states that ratified, I don't know if Indiana was one of them, but it ratified that 8th Amendment was the absolute fucking law that you could not break in that fucking state or anywhere in this goddamn country. It's supreme fucking law of this land. But see, now they're starting to, they're seeing the push. The people are figuring this shit out. So now they got to, I'll tell you what, Ruth Gainsburg, the rest of you fuckers on that fucking panel of fucking corporate fucking advisors, you have no authority to rule on the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment should have been enforced at the fucking, at this, at the when this guy first opened his fucking mouth. I mean, in the first place, this guy should have never been arrested. You didn't arrest him in the common law. This is goddamn just this. He was arrested. He was taken into custody as a subject. He was prosecuted as a subject by the corporation in violation of his fucking rights to procedural due process as described in our Bill of Rights, the ratified law of this fucking land, the superior law of this land, the only superior law left in this land, as the Constitution that was ratified has been replaced with a corporation. Eighth Amendment's protection against excessive fines to the state. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who delivered the court's opinion, wrote that the safeguard is fundamental to our scheme of ordered liberty. What the fuck does that? It's a scheme, all right, what you're trying to do. You know that the people are starting to look around and go, where in the fuck are our rights? Ginsburg returned to the court on Friday after nearly 2 months working from home during recovery from December, from this is what it says, not from a December, from December cancer surgery. On Tuesday, she appeared on the bench for the first time since early December. Justice Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch did not sign on to Ginsburg's opinion, although each agreed with the majority conclusion. The two conservatives would have taken a different legal route to get there, they wrote. And you people that have been listening and know what we're talking about here, you're going to see exactly what went on here. Wednesday's opinion marks an important extension of the top court's application of, are you ready, application the high court. The top courts, it's not the top court, it is a goddamn fraudulent court, the whole goddamn government, that corporate, United States corporation is a fucking fraud. Top court's application of the Bill of Rights, protections to the states. Bill of Rights, protections to the states. No, it's not the Bill of Rights, protections to the states. It's the Bill of Rights, protections to the people. It is the fucking, it is a prohibition upon the states that has always existed. And like I said, we're pushing upward. That's why this fucking, the site has to go. This fucking broadcast has to go. No matter what, they're going to keep pushing and put, and they will not stop. But neither will we. Cause we're pushing from the fucking very, 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 very fucking bottom up. But we're fucking pushing and there's a lot of us. Most of the Bill of Rights was incorporated decades ago. What? No, the Bill of Rights was absolute. It was incorporated the day the state became a state, or the day in 1791 when it was ratified. Because the 10th article it says it quite clearly. I mean, it's like these people they figure we're so fucking dumb that we cannot read a fucking sentence. I mean, like we never learned grammar in school. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. What's prohibited to it by the states? Well, that eighth article would be one of them. It's a prohibition. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. That's when the law was ratified, that became the law of that state, the absolute law, the controlling law, the supreme law, that they could not legislate away. It can't be fucking removed anyway because of the ninth article. There's no way to get rid of it. And it was there, and that person should have been able to invoke it on the spot. But this is what I've talked about here before. How you got to get convicted down here and then appeal to this and then appeal to that and appeal to that and finally up to the Supreme Court. Oh, by the way, he does have a right under the Bill of Rights, a supreme law of this fucking land that the goddamn states cannot violate, that holds them, that prohibits them from fucking doing the shit they do. You didn't incorporate it, you phony motherfuckers. You might have incorporated it into your corporation, but it's always been the law of the people. And you have been in violation of it for fucking, 100 fucking years. And it's not going to go away. And you're not going to, this is a sleazy way for them because people are starting to scream about the Bill of Rights. Act like, oh, the Bill, we're, thing is, she has nothing to fucking say about it. the original Supreme Court for the United Big S States of America, the true with the Constitution, that goddamn Supreme Court had nothing to say about it. It was out of their realm. It's the people's authority. It's the people's jurisdiction, which supersedes the government's jurisdictions that are only to be worked in, used, working with inside the government, not out here on we the people like they have now with the goddamn corporate aristocracy. With a Blackwater fucking standing army across this country trying to subjugate us. It was incorporated decades ago. Most of the Bill of Rights was incorporated. What do you mean most of it was incorporated? So some of it you just it doesn't go to the states. That 10th article doesn't say what it fucking says, huh? That wasn't the law that was ratified, the absolute fucking law you couldn't break. So these bastards have been breaking it all along. They wrote some legislation in Indiana that said that, yeah, we don't have to worry about that 8th article. We can just take whatever we want, do whatever we want. But see, the 8th article, it's like we talk all the time. It's so hard to talk about these things. Was there a fucking complaint from an American national that brought this man to answer in front of this court for his supposed crime against a person? Or was it this goddamn corporation, that prosecuted him under the maritime jurisdiction that doesn't belong here on our fucking land, that's supposed to be out there where the fucking tide ebbs and flows, was never supposed to come onto our land? That's the only way we could be a free people. That's the only way we could govern ourselves. Most of the Bill of Rights was incorporated decades ago. Even other provisions of the 8th Amendment have been held to apply to the states. Now, who the fuck are you? Of course they apply to the states. That's what the 10th article says. It applies to you, you bitch. And it applies to every motherfucker that's our goddamn bitches that is our beneath us in as far as jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. And see, this is what I'm talking about. Clear to the Supreme Court. Well, he does have that 8th Amendment, right? No, that motherfucker. You're supposed to be, that's why you're supposed to memorize those rights. So on the spot, somebody comes up here. No, you can't do that. Violates my 8th article right. Well, that's nonsense. We don't talk about that here. This is a commerce court. This is a maritime court. We don't recognize the Bill of Rights within the continental union. You know that it fucking, they've said it, and I've in open court. We do not recognize, hearing I was at, we do not recognize the Constitution of the United States in this court. That would include that Bill of Rights. And that's what we got to corner them into fucking putting on paper. And that's what we're going to do. Such as the protections against excessive bail and cruel and unusual punishment. Bullshit. They fucking ain't a state in the fucking union that ain't doing excessive bail. If you're a fucking rich man, you could commit a goddamn murder like OJ and get out on a goddamn bail. As long as it's a mammon run. They always say it's socialism and communism versus capitalism. But see, that capitalism, that is not what this country is. This is not a capitalist country. It is under the 14th Amendment because capital does rule. Because money does decide who is the corporate aristocracy and who is the fucking subject. Now, don't. This is not a capitalist country. This is a free fucking country with liberty to the individual. Where just because you pile up a stack of money, you can go hire a law firm and you can just take anybody, if somebody who ain't got the money to defend against you, I guess they're fucked, huh? No, because that Bill of Rights stands. And if the goddamn people would stand with it, we could shut these son of a bitches down in short order. But the incorporation of the amendment's excessive fines clause marks a particularly notable development at a time when many municipalities are relying on fines and fees as a growing source of revenue. And they're telling you, and we're running this as a goddamn court, we need money so we don't give a shit about your fucking rights. Causing consideration among civil rights groups who say the penalties disproportionately hurt minorities. And I don't want to hear that minorities and poor people. It's the goddamn subjects versus the fucking aristocracy, period. It don't matter what fucking color you are. It don't matter what gender you are. Nothing fucking matters but that. The background. The case which the justices heard in November was brought by Tyson Timms, who pleaded guilty to selling drugs to an undercover police officer in Indiana. Now, God damn it, people. In the first place, who's the victim here? Who is the person who signed a fucking complaint in the common law jurisdiction saying this person hurt me this way? There is none. This person was convicted illegally in an illegal jurisdiction. Man, they promised. That was one of them things when they were telling us, you don't need no Bill of Rights. Hell, the only authority we got, it's out in the ocean. If we want to prosecute somebody, we got to take them out on a fucking ship. We can never harm you or bother you in your private lives. Now, could we? Unless we usurped that fucking Constitution. And the check on that was the Bill of Rights. You try to usurp it. Well, you know, we have our common law courts over here. The superior courts of our states are the highest fucking authority. And the goddamn common law juries are the absolute say on what the fucking law is, period. That's the way it was set up so that we, the people, always maintain the control. Have we got the control now? They're telling us no. But there's more interesting here. Undercover police officers in Indiana and was later sentenced to a year of home confinement, 5 years of probation, and a $1,000 fine and other fees. All under the admiralty, all under the 14th Amendment fucking idea that they grant privileges and immunities. There was no fucking American national. No, see, nobody from like this this so-called police officer. This is just Blackwater. This Blackwater employee for the corporation. The corporation charged him, not an American national. The corporations are not above the American national, the individual. That's what this whole fucking country is about. That's what liberty's about. If there's somebody over you, then you're not a fucking free man. You're not a free woman. You are subject. The state also took Tim's Land Rover, valued at about a quadruple the maximum monetary fine amount permitted for his drug conviction. Well, then those who did that are, of course, going to jail for violating the 8th article of the Bill of Rights, which is applicable to them through the 10th article, which says whatever is prohibited to the power of the Constitution is prohibited to the states. The states that signed on to it. When the states ratified it, when the other states came into the union, they had to ratify it. That is the absolute law. You can't go, oh, I'm writing me a little municipal fucking policy here, and I'm going to prosecute you and well, hey, well, you go, the 8th article says you can't do that. Well, we don't deal with that in these courts. Well, no, you don't, because you're not fucking legitimate courts. You're supposed to be out in the fucking ocean somewhere. But then the person goes to invoke their 8th article right, and they're told, that's nonsense. That's silly. That don't make no sense. You can read our scratchings here that we wrote down in our fucking, in our policy that we wrote down. You can read what it says. And this, to say anything else is nonsense. Your Bill of Rights is nonsense. Timms, who has since gone through recovery, used the car to shuttle heroin into the state. See, so where's the complainant? Where's the victim? That was one thing we were guarant fucking teed. So these Star Chamber fucking courts couldn't go and take our fucking freedom and take our fucking property with just for the state. The state never had authority over the people. If the state has authority over the people, this is not a government run by the people. They tell you the people, it's the people's government. No, it's not. It's the government's people now, isn't it? According to the 14th Amendment, if anybody can read. A trial court and an Indiana appeals court both found the seizure unlawful on the grounds that it was disproportionate to the offense. But again, this could not be invoked. See, the way your rights are supposed to work, you can invoke them. I mean, there's no law higher. So somebody comes at you with some bullshit policy or anything like that that violates your rights, fuck you. You're in violation of my fucking 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, whatever right. You're in violation. You have to stop right now. I don't have to prove to you that you are in violation. You have to prove that you're not. Because what you are doing is prima facie. I'm invoking my 8th article, and the first thing we're going to litigate is that fucking 8th article, son of a bitch. We're not going to litigate your policy and appeal your policy to the next fucking bunch of bar associated fucking sons of bitches and then appeal it to another bunch of bar associated son of a bitches who wrote the illegal corporate fucking policy and then finally reach up to it. But this Supreme Court, the way they stepped in, the way they well, there's more to go here. But those judgments were reserved by the Indiana, reversed by the Indiana Supreme Court, which reasoned that the Eighth Amendment's excessive fines clause only barred action by federal government, not states. Is that really right? The Tenth Article says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. The states ratified the Eighth Article, so it's prohibited to them too. Right out there, ain't no fucking argument about it. It's all fraud. But the, excessive fines clause barred action by the federal government, not the states. Oh, fuck you. So what do you think supreme law of the fucking land supposed to, I mean, for goddamn, for at least 150 years, 160 years, people understood quite fucking clearly that that was the supreme law of the land. What good is a supreme law of the land if you can fucking trump it with a fucking local goddamn ordinance written as policy and not ratified fucking law? The justices have applied or incorporated most of the Constitution. Listen to this shit. Have most of the Constitution's, what's that word? Prohibitions on federal actions to the states in recent decades. They have incorporated most of the Constitution's prohibitions on federal actions to the states. The 10th article, it's automatic. When you signed, when you became a fucking state, you came up, became under that goddamn Bill of Rights, and that is absolute fucking law, you motherfuckers. And you know it. But had never gotten around to the excessive fines clause until now. The last time the court incorporated a bill, because you're incorporating the Bill of Rights into the states. The states are incorporated under the federal government. That means they're below the federal government. And the, not to mention the Bill of Rights is the people's law ratified by the people of every state. So it's the maximum law in that fucking state. Just cause. Because that's what it says. Bill of Rights protection was in 2010 when it incorporated the Second Amendment's prohibition on certain gun control laws. Fuck you. There's only one gun control law in this whole fucking country that counts. And that's a second article that says there can be no gun control law. There can be no infringement. But see how they're trying to, I mean, people are starting to listen because you're hearing Bill of Rights. First time I've heard it in a long, 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 long time. But they, see, they're starting to, it's pushing from the bottom up. And the goddamn people keep arming, getting more guns, more bullets and stuff. Because you can see where this shit's going. The decision, Ginsburg delivered a staunch defense of the prohibition against excessive fines, tracing the lineage of the protection back to the, say, Magna Carta. Fuck the Magna Carta. I don't want to hear about your fucking Bible book, fucking bullshit, fucking laws in the Magna Carta. This is straight up fucking law written in fact, and it's called the Bill of Rights. It was ratified in 1791, and it applies to the every fucking motherfucker in this country. Every person. As an individual, it applies to. Every institution it applies to. Everything that operates, operates under the authority of that Constitution. That Constitution is regulated by that Bill of Rights, period. To the current day. From the back to the Magna. Fuck the Magna. You dirty old rotten socialist whore. Why, I mean, cancer can't even kill the goddamn thing. She wrote that protection against excessive fines has been a, quote, constant shield, and argued that the high tolls can be used to undermine other liberties. Oh, really? To chill the speech of political enemies. Oh, really? And as a form of retribution. Really? And as a form of fucking straight up theft without due process of the law. A removal of the due process of the law. Citing a brief filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, communist operation in this United States, every one of them has a fucking rope coming. Ginsburg wrote that the court's concerns were scarcely hypothetical. It is brief. In its brief, the ACLU argued that the explosion of fines, fees, and forfeitures has buried people under mountains. No, what it has done is got people saying, goddamn, they're violating our fucking Bill of Rights. Better fucking lock and load. It's time to shoot these dirty thieving fucking Jew pricks out of our country again. Forfeitures. Excuse me. Forfeitures has buried under mountains of accumulating debt. Now, that means the subjects are just, they're getting, you're overtaxing. The subjects are starting to get a little pissed off, and they got guns. The group wrote that the fine can, quote, lead to a host of collateral harms, wage garnishment, loss of employment and housing, poor credit ratings, driver's license suspension, incarceration, prohibitions on the right to vote, and even family separation. Gusick and Thomas, who did not sign on to Ginsburg's opinion, each wrote separate concurrences agreeing with the majority conclusion. The two conservatives would have used a different mechanism to incorporate the Eighth Amendment. You don't incorporate shit, you motherfuckers. That's the goddamn law. You don't incorporate what has been since the beginning of this country, the absolute law. You don't incorporate it into your corporation because you know that the fucking people are getting ready to fucking take your heads off. They wrote, and here it is, people. Now listen to this. I'm going to read it to you slow. The two conservatives would have used a different mechanism to incorporate the Eighth Amendment, they wrote, relying on the 14th Amendment's privileges and immunities. They would have declared it a privilege that the state could fucking grant or take away, or an immunity that the state could grant and take away clause. Do you see what I'm saying here? Instead, it was said, no, this goes above that 14th Amendment. That 14th Amendment is nothing but fucking fraud, pure fraud, created as an act of treason. No two ways about it. Rather than its due process clause, they would use the privileges and immunities clause rather than the due process clause. So they still did it under the 14th fucking amendment. The illegal 14th amendment. The illegal 14th amendment that states that you and I are subjects. Subjects to the corporate aristocracy, the corporate government, the United States Incorporated, the United States Corporation. We are not subjects. That's what we fought. Go ahead. Go ahead. I thought I heard somebody trying to say something there.
You saying go ahead to you.
Oh, as Ginsburg and the rest.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, go. Yeah, go ahead.
Even if the 14th Amendment had been legally ratified, it's still against the law because it's in direct contradiction to the 9th Article.
That's the whole point. They couldn't even write it. They didn't have the authority to write it. To propose it was an act of treason. Because they know that it was in violation of the 9th Article. I'm getting an echo. Somebody's got a phone open, like a speakerphone on. Rely on the 14th Amendment's privileges. Man, I can't do it like this. Laura, find out which one it is. Shut it off. And we got it. There we go. Thank you. I don't know who that was, but I can't do this with you if you have like your phone on a conference, you know, where everybody, because it feeds back through it, and I can't talk. License suspension, incarceration, prohibits where were we? Eighth Amendment. They wrote relying on the 14th Amendment's privileges and immunities clause. So how did they incorporate the absolute law that was already the absolute law for that fucking state because they ratified it? Well, they did it through the 14th Amendment so that they could dispense it to you as an immunity or a privilege that they could revoke at will because you are a fucking subject. That's plain enough, rather than use the due process clause, as Ginsburg and the rest of the court did. The court's holding was largely expected following November arguments in the case. Indiana Solicitor General Thomas Fisher faced a battering from a slate of justices during its oral argument. I mean, even talking to you, the fact they're arguing about this. What does the son of a bitch say? And the 10th article says it's absolutely, every state ratified it. It says, goddamn, absolutely, that's the supreme, superior law of this land. When it says land, that means the state, municipal, county, any goddamn where you go. And it's not something that you get down the line by appealing and appealing to the corporation for your fucking right or for a privilege or immunity that they're calling, your right. You say, I want my goddamn right and I want it now. It's enforced now. It's the supreme law of this land. You go, you move one inch the other way, you are fucking violating the law. You are committing treason. And they do on a daily fucking basis. But see, when they did it, relying on the 14th Amendment's Privileges and Immunities Clause rather than the Due Process Clause. Fuck the 14th Amendment. It's illegal. There was never no authority to write it. There was no authority to take it through the process of ratification. Not to mention it was the states that refused to ratify it. Well, we're put under military law in the goddamn military. Isn't that a military coup? But they didn't dare. They didn't dare plug it into its full extent. You should, I mean, it was in the 70s and 80s when they took out the last of the common law courts. And I mean, before that, and when you talked about your goddamn rights, man, they fucking backed off from you. But now they're at the point where they're just telling you, nuh-uh. Where we are in charge of you. We are the rulers. You are the ruled. The ruling class, they fucking tell you every day. The court's holding was largely expected following November arguments in the case. Fisher, Battery, yeah, okay, we did that. Most of the incorporation cases took place like the 1940s, Gorsuch told him at the time. And here we are in 2018 still litigating incorporation of the Bill of Rights. What do you mean incorporation of the Bill of Rights? You don't incorporate the highest thing into a smaller thing. The smaller thing is incorporated into the bigger thing. The bigger thing comes first. The superior law comes first. But that eighth, see, under that 14th Amendment, that privileges and immunities, you're a subject under the Bill of Rights. You're the Lord. You're the goddamn king. You, when you invoke that fucking right, they fucking jump and they run. They do what you tell them. They stay away from that fucking violation of your right. But see, they've turned it off. That's why they did the privileges and immunities. So a guy fucking who gets his rights violated, well, you can appeal that in our legal courts, our fucking, our maritime courts that aren't even supposed to be here on your land. You can appeal it to the next level of our fucking private fucking court system. Do you know who elects the Supreme Court judges? I know here in Oregon anyway. Do you people know who elects the Supreme Court judges? The fucking Bar Association. A private, closed fucking trade union. A corporation. Most of the incorporation cases took place in the 1940s, Gorsuch told him at the time, and here we are in 2018 still litigating incorporation of the Bill of Rights. Really? Come on, General. Corporation? No, it was incorporated in the 10th fucking article as absolute fucking law in every fucking jurisdiction, and it's supposed to be common law jurisdiction in this goddamn country. Under the common law, which is the people's authority, it just fucking is. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That means your interpretation that you can, as a goddamn municipality, make a law make a goddamn policy that violates my fucking right, and I gotta litigate your policy up to some fucking higher place to where I can insert my right. No. My right is inserted on the fucking spot like it was at Lexington and Concord. And that's how we got to start asserting our rights. We're not going to play these fucking games anymore. You violate we're going to tell you the fucking right. You're going to obey the fucking law, or we're going to fucking take care of your asses. Period. Okay. Oh man, we're way past the bottom. I got going on that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control. She was tired, 'cause her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. 'Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. 'Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hand. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Walked off in bare feet. It's a shame I won't be passing through again. But like a witch, she was playing there. Moonlight dancing off my head. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Sammy John with Chevy Van blasted from the past. Back when people used to actually feel a little bit fucking free. Now it's just pure fucking misery and tyranny. Hey, Katie, are you listening? Is Katie out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Henry.
Guess what?
What's up? What?
Well, that UPS van just showed up to pick up that package.
What?
Yeah. I shit
at
you not.
House?
At my house.
Oh, my God. My box is still sitting outside. Oh, my God. I've got it covered up in a kitchen bag because it was supposed to get rain. So I'm like, when's this guy going to, or whatever. So, oh, my God.
This is gets
did you tell him to come to Texas, I hope?
Yeah, well, yeah, Laura told him, said, you know, that's in Texas. Just told him, said, you know, that's in Texas.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
this gets weirder.
Retards.
No,
weird.
No, this is just weird.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
What?
Well, I hope they show up.
Oh, and she said that showed that it was our debit card that paid for it, but it's still the pickup that you asked for came here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. All right. Jesus, unbelievable.
Bye.
Okay, let's go on to some more craziness. Census, highest immigration population in 100 years, over half Latinos. This is from Washington Examiner. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. America's foreign-born population has reached its highest level in over 100 years, driven by immigrants from Latin America, according to new Census Bureau data. What's more, The Pew Research Center, has found that most Latinos feel the percentage of foreigners in the United States is just about right. Oh, I bet they do. It'd be just about right when you fucking have everything we got and you get your free Walmart. Though 14% said America needs more. Well, what we need to do is get rid of every fucking one of you that was brought here as an act of fraud. And that's a whole fucking bunch. That's about all of you. The analysis from Pew showed that the last 50 years have seen the biggest surge in immigration into the United States since before the Civil War. There are currently 44 to 45 million foreign-born in the U.S., 14% of the total population. What happened to that 11 million thing? 11 million, then now it's 22 million, now it's 44 to 45 million. Let's try about 100, over 100 million. Let's quit fucking around. We know what you're up to. Today's immigrants from Latin America make up more than half of the roughly 45 million immigrants living in the country. Well, damn it, people. Now, wasn't it 11? And then 22? 45 million? Well, I think you're getting there, getting closer. Times it over a couple more times and you'll be there. In the country, including the majority of unauthorized immigrants, said Pew. And you know, when they do this, when they put this, they're trying to, when they throw numbers out this, they're trying to lower your perception of what's going on. They're not trying to heighten it. They're just saying there's no way they're going to believe 11 million no more when every other person they're bumping into can't speak their fucking language. Let's try 22, and they're still going, fucking bullshit, 22. Fucking, there's more of them. I see more of them than Americans. And then, let's try 45. 45 million. Maybe they'll go for that. No. We know what you've done. What's more, the immigrant share of the U.S. population is just below what it was during the Great Migration at the turn of the 19th century. In its Fact Tank blog, Pew found a shift among Latin American immigrants over, and remember, this is just Latin American ones. They're pouring in here from China. They're pouring in here from India. They're pouring in here from around the fucking world. They're international workers. Coming into this goddamn international free trade zone that the United States Corporation has declared our country to be, the country that belongs to us, the country that they have seized from us, the country that they have taken from us, not through any due process of the law, but through fucking fraud. Pure fraud. American immigration over the percentage in the country. While in the past, many felt there were too many immigrants in the United States, they changed their mind. Now they feel good with the population. I'm sure they do. And it's only 45 million. Now, you guys can get that number down. Swallow it down. 45 million. I mean, 45 million fucking more people. 45 fucking million. I mean, give them all a gun, man. I mean, and like I said, you can triple that goddamn number to get to the truth. And these are the son of a bitches that are going to be working for a Blackwater USA when it comes time to try to take your fucking guns from you. Said Pew, the share of Latinos who say there are too many immigrants living in the United States has declined sharply over the past decade and a half, according to recent Pew Research Center surveys on Hispanic adults. And we're going to believe anything you fuckers tell us? How? I mean, that, like I said, 11 million? Remember how long they told us that? 11 million? There's only 11 million here. 11 million? Well, actually, 22 million. 20? Bullshit. But would you believe 45 million? No. Try about 110 million, maybe. The finding comes as the foreign-born share of the U.S. population approaches a record high, and as the issue of immigration is a top policy priority for many Americans. Well, define an American. I will. It's the American nationals that own this fucking joint. You have given our country away to other people without authority in violation of our Bill of Rights. You cannot take from us and give to anybody. You cannot take from us, period. Only one that can take from an American national is an American national through a filing in a common law court, as we are the superior fucking rule in this country. We are the superior authority, not this fucking bitch government. That's out this fucking corporate fraud government out there. That is, we just claim that the people and everything here belongs to us. Would you like to, we're going to sell it to you. We're going to sell it to you. You motherfuckers, you're going to hang is what you're going to do. A quarter of Latinos in the United States say there are too many immigrants living in the country, while about 48% say there are the right amount, and 14% say there are too few, according to the survey conducted between July and September 2018. These numbers represent a dramatic shift from 2002. Well, you've pumped another fucking another 50 million of them across the fucking border. So I guess it would kind of change, wouldn't it? As they want to finish the invasion. Go ahead.
Yeah, they say immigrants. You mean illegal aliens? That's what they fucking mean.
You're goddamn right, that's what they mean. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
The first time the center asked the question, and you know what, illegal aliens, I mean, all your time of growing up, what the fuck were they called? Illegal aliens, wetbacks, people crossing the border illegally. Illegal. And I remember when they were sitting at the table and they were talking about, we start calling them immigrants. No, they're fucking invaders. When 5 million people cross your fucking border and come in and start taking your shit, that's invasion. And even the fucking phony ass goddamn WWF, actor, sitting in the White House has called it an invasion. Oh, but that's so he can play games and get more money for fucking to play the game. So we're going to build a wall that's not going to do anything. But now you've got them all here. I guess go ahead and build a wall so that there ain't nowhere for nobody to run away from the fucking tyranny you're getting ready to bring on us. Not that nobody's going to run, you son of a bitch. Now they got them. Now these are Americans. I see that's about to got you. And put fucking uniforms on them and tell them, go get those guns from them Americans. Well, see, Blackwater, they're going to be the guys in the suits and standing back as they send this fucking cannon fodder in on you. But I'll tell you what, we got the long shot. We're going to be shooting at the suits. When 49% of Latinos said there were too many immigrants in the country, 37% said there were the right amount. Now, who gives a shit what these fucking invaders think about their invasion? I'll tell you what the American nationals think about it. We never gave nobody fucking permission to come here. That fucking fraudulent United States corporation had no authority to give anybody permission to come here because they were not working under the authority of the people, which is the fucking authority in this country, which is the common law. Fucking jurisdictional authority of the people. Were the right amount, and 8% said there were too few. In another report tagged by the Pew Fact Think Tank, it revealed the historic percentages of immigrants into the United States, writing, nearly 14% of the U.S. population was born in another country, numbering more than 44 million people in 2017, according to a Pew Research. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, all these people that are supposedly your government, this corporate aristocracy, but most of them don't even speak clear fucking English. They ain't been here two fucking generations. This is why Jefferson said you'll wake up homeless on the fucking continent that your forefathers conquered. Because these weaseling, dirty, rotten, fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers will fucking sleaze. They will coerce. They will fucking blackmail. They will commit murder. They will do whatever it takes to subjugate you. Research analysis of the U.S. Census Bureau Americans Community Survey. It was the highest share of foreign-born people in the United States since 1910, when immigrants accounted for 14.7% of the American population. The record share was 14.8% in 1890, when 9.2 million immigrants lived in the United States. And all of these numbers, I wouldn't wipe my ass with them. If they give you a number, you know they're fucking lying. If they've put numbers out, they're doing it to fucking to get you to think that it's a less big problem than it is. And we, if all you got to do is make a trip to town and go through Walmart, you'll know exactly what the fucking count is. Look around you. That's what's killing them. Because they can say this shit, but they can tell you anything they want to tell you. It's like the asset forfeiture is constitutional. But you're sitting there with the fucking Bill of Rights and can't be. Just fucking can't be, you lying son of a bitch. You treasonous piece of trash. New Mexico oil and gas lease sale nets $35 million. Are you guys waiting for your annuity checks? This is from Associated Press. The state land office says this month oil and natural gas lease sale has netted more than $35 million. Officials say that includes the largest open bid sale in the agency's history, with numerous tracts in southeastern New Mexico closing at more than $12 million. Most of the money generated by the state land office supports public education and other beneficiaries. So that oil that belongs to us, that natural gas that belongs to us as individual free nationals, well, I guess we're getting taxed 100 fucking percent on that. Huh. You know, the filthy rich who just hate those fucking anybody being taxed. We're being taxed 100% on our fucking oil, on our natural resources, aren't we? Because they're taxing it from us. They're taking it and they're using it to their own purposes. Instead of us having the money in our hands and us deciding what we want to purchase with our wealth. Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia. Oh, there's a good old Irish name. I wonder how in the hell somebody got a name like that. Richard says New Mexico is continuing to see the benefits of the boom in the Permian Basin, which straddles parts of New Mexico and West Texas. Well, the people aren't. The states. See, that's what they always talk about. States, right? States this, states that. The people are the fucking authority We're the ones that grant any little bit of authority that any institution like a state or federal government has, aren't we? Or are we 14th Amendment subjects? Subjects to whatever they write down on a fucking piece of paper and tell us we're going to do. Which is it? Are you a subject or are you a freeman? Federal emergency forecasters expect the United States to pump 12.4 million barrels of crude a day in 2019 and 13.2 million barrels a day in 2020 as the gas prices, I've noticed, are climbing right now, people. So the thing is, you're going to compete with these motherfucking foreigners for your own fucking resources that belong to you already. Most of the increase, and it'll be a fucking Chinaman getting taking the fucking oil out of the fucking ground. They'll bring their own fucking workers over here. Most of the increase is expected to come from the Permian Basin. Okay, here we go. One last one. Maine signs deal for seed-to-sell marijuana tracking system. Man, goddamn, it's just like, you know, that when they did the alcohol, they had the whiskey rebellion and everything. You guys realize that every fucking drop of liquor in this fucking country, whiskey, belongs to the United States government. You have to pay them if you want to drink whiskey because it all belongs to them. They just declared it. The corporation, in 1933, when the corporation declared that it owned your gold, it owned you, it owned your land, it owned the fucking clothes on your back, it owned you. That's where we're at, people. Are you a fucking subject or are you a fucking free person with liberty? The Department of, the state agreed on a three-year, $150,000 contract Tuesday. See, so this is all through the corp. Tuesday with a Florida-based technology company that will track and trace medical and adult use marijuana products once regulations are approved for them. So now this is another gun thing, you know. And then they're going to say, well, anybody that smokes marijuana, they can't have no gun. It's just safety. It's just good sense. You can drink, you can go and buy a fifth of fucking liquor. I mean, you know, I've done about every drug out there. I'll be straight up honest with you. And the drug that I've seen that put people the most out of control. I mean, PCP's close, but goddamn alcohol. Yeah. Alcohol, I mean, it's alcohol's fine. because the government owns it and they're making zillions of dollars. And marijuana would be okay. Once you're paying them, once you're buying, you could go grow out in your goddamn yard for your own use. You know, that once you're paying them, when only licensed people can grow it. Only licensed people can sell it. Only the corporation can sell it. And if you want to smoke marijuana, you will pay the corporation like you do for your fucking mushrooms up in your goddamn woods. You can't just go out in the goddamn on your public lands that fucking belong to you and pick up one of your mushrooms and take it home. Oh, you'll get a big fine for that. You have to have permission. If you have to have permission to pick something up, you don't own it. I got news for you. And it is this goddamn fraudulent corporation that's claiming. And I'll tell you what, last night I heard, they were going back and forth about some bitch that's, you know, coming up, about the election shit. But when they're talking about it, she's trying to move to a higher power in the corporation. They call it a fucking corporation right there. It's just like that one with, you know, with the so-called Supreme Court ruling. See, it's all coming out. This is the fucking revealing. It's come to the point to where it's so fucking obvious. They have to really, they either have to look like the fucking criminals that they are, which they are, or they have to try to pretend some kind of legitimate. Well, yeah, this is all, America's always been a corporation. Didn't you guys know that? Oh, it's always, no, you've always been subjects. No. The 14th Amendment. There's no Bill of Rights. There's the 14th Amendment. You're subjects under these little fiefdoms that make up the big kingdom for the corporate aristocracy, don't you know? At any rate, there's another fucking abuse. But the more they do it, the more it sticks out, the closer it comes to fucking fuck this shit. Boom. And I'm telling you, that's how it ends, people. That's how it ends. They're not going to fucking stop. They've almost got it all cleared out in the open. When they start sending Blackwater USA across the fucking United States with goddamn, like I said, cannon fodder that can't even speak your fucking language, that has no problem shooting you and your children and your dog and raping your wife, while they stand back on the hill like the generals, like the nobles of old. You know, that they, even like during our so-called Revolutionary War, that a lot of the commanders were not picked because they were, like the guys that were going to be generals and fucking, you know, lieutenant generals and stuff, they were picked because of social class and social, it was, you know, like in the beginning, and you guys are just a bunch of fucking peasants. I mean, that guy down there, he could whip your ass. You followed him into the bush, you take your gun, you take the same equipment, go to the brush, he'll come back, he'll eat your ass up there. He'll kill you and barbecue you. But you're the general. Why? Because it doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with aptitude or intelligence. It has to do with fucking good old boy, secret society, fucking socialism, period. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches. Until then, man, don't buy any of the, just keep putting it in their fucking face is all you can do. And when they violate a fucking right, you say, I don't gotta wait fucking 5 years for your fucking supreme fucking corporation control at the top, the fucking unelected motherfuckers on your so-called Supreme Court to tell me what my right is. It's written right here on this piece of paper. It's the 8th article. It's the 9th article. It's the 4th. It's the 2nd article, you son of a bitch. And you are not going to violate it with me having the due process you're telling me is that I can go and appeal to a fucking admiralty court that can't even exist on this goddamn land. You phony son of a bitches. You are outnumbered 10,000 to 1, and you're about to find it out in the hardest fucking way imaginable. And that is The Word from the Trenches.